Macmillan Audio presents Down Among the Sticks and Bones by Seanan McGuire. Read for you by the author.
I think the rules were different there. It was all about science, but the science was magical. It didn't care about whether something could be done. It was about whether it should be done, and the answer was always, always yes. Jack Woolcott. Part 1. Jack and Jill Live Up the Hill. Chapter 1. The Dangerous Allure of Other People's Children. People who knew Chester and Serena Woolcott socially would have placed money on the idea that the couple would never choose to have children. They were not the parenting kind by any reasonable estimation. Chester enjoyed silence and solitude when he was working in his home office, and viewed the slightest deviation from routine as an enormous, unforgivable disruption. Children would be more than a slight deviation from routine. Children would be the nuclear option where routine was concerned. Serena enjoyed gardening and sitting on the board of various tidy, elegant nonprofits, and paying other people to maintain her home in a spotless state. Children were messes walking. They were trampled petunias and baseballs through picture windows, and they had no place in the carefully ordered world.